Question. You won't need your own paper. You'll be able to write on the exam itself. You will need a writing implement. Question. There's a little bit of extra space. You can write on the back of a there is no back of a page. There should be enough space for you to do your work in, usually. I mean, if you want to do writing on an extra sheet and then copy it out clear, you're welcome to do that. Okay, it's 2:00. I'm just going to wait a moment, see if anybody comes in late. For those of you who just came in, the exam is 35 minutes, so we've got enough time to wait a little bit and then begin. The two of you sitting there side by side, you should move into the end of the row so that you're one apart. Everybody should basically be in the end of a row or an odd number of seats from an occupied seat. So you're not quite optimal. You in the very back row, you're not optimal. You should move over one or the other. So it looks like we actually do have enough seats to space everybody out. So let me just explain why the exam is only 35 minutes. Some students have learning profiles, which entitle them to additional time on the exam. The main trouble with the exam is finding a space and a time that everybody can show up in. That's why it's done during a 1-hour lecture slot rather than a 2-hour slot where you could actually sit at a computer and do it on a computer. We prefer to have a 2-hour slot where you can do it on a computer, but that's not available. We need for people who are allocated extra time on exams due to their learning profile to also have time to do it in the 1-hour slot, and that's why it's a 35-minute exam, because some people are allotted that much extra time that we can still fit them in the hour from the 35-minute exam. So that's why it's a 35-minute exam. It's designed so that you can do it in 35 minutes with paper and pencil. I'm just going to make sure that everybody's lined up optimally, and then we will hand this out. When it's handed out, please just leave it there. You can read the front page, but don't start reading the exam yet, and then we'll tell you all when you can begin. Also, while you're all seated, we will count up how many of you there are. We will count up the exams as they are handed in. If you feel, oh no, I've done horribly, I'm not going to hand it in, just let us know so we know not to panic that we had one more person sitting than we had exams collected. Are there any questions people have before we begin? No. So I'm just going to check. There are at least a couple of people not lined up optimally. Looks like nobody else is coming in, so shall we start filling these out? Thank you. date on the exam is wrong. They were slightly worried that that might mean that this is last year's exam. It's not. It's this year's exam. And I just confirmed that by eyeballing it. But I apologize that the date written on it is wrong. I do actually check everything by running through my test examples as a Haskell program to make sure I've done everything properly, but that doesn't catch errors like the wrong date. Let's see. Okay, so everybody's got something. There were a couple of questions about writing implements. You may use any writing implement you want as long as it's legible. Blood is okay. Sweat probably won't work too well. I would like to wish you all luck before beginning the exam, but I really hope that luck has nothing to do with it. So it's 14:07 now. We have 35 minutes. If I do the addition, that is 14:42 is when we should be finishing. So I wish you all good knowledge, and you may begin.
Middle block after the middle divider.
Oh, brilliant. What you mean in the top?
Yeah,
bottom,
yeah. So starting from the last blue chairs, as in the blue ones you can see straight from here,
mm-hmm.
visible
row,
that's 55 there, just a minute.
In the middle, it's from the.
Yeah.
Sorry, all the chairs look the same color to me.
And yeah, just the ones, the first row of the stairs, so the most visible row.
Okay, but I'll just. I suggest actually what we all do is all count up the rooms if we all get the same total. We may or may not. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I must be right.
comments.
I
Okay, it's 42 minutes after, so you need to finish up, please. We'll come down and collect papers in just 1 minute. I'd like everybody to stay seated till we've collected all papers, if you're willing to do that. That will make things go a bit more smoothly. So if everybody could pass their papers to the end, please. There's no way to attach it unless you just hand in what you got. Just hold up. People could stay seated while we count these up.
Seventy.
What do you do?
70.
50, exactly? We have one too many. You have 69.
I have 69?
Yeah.
Okay.
If she has 50, you have 69.
Okay.
So recount them, please, but I think I'm going to let everybody go.
Do you want to recount half?
Okay, if everybody... Excuse me! Excuse me. The class isn't over. I've not dismissed people. We're trying to do this for a reason. I don't know why you think you should just leave when I've not told you that it's not time to go yet. We're trying to make sure that we've got everybody's exam. I know you want to go. Fair enough. I know exams are no fun, but we would like to make sure we've got the right number. We're just double checking now. Everybody has handed in an exam, yes?
23.
So just one second and I will let you go. It's not quite 250 yet.
We have 70.
Yeah.
You have 70.
That's 70.
Well, we seem to have one exam too many, but we'll worry about that. All right. Thank you for your attention. You may go now.
I think we must have missed someone we counted in the first place.
I'm pretty sure we didn't miscount because I double counted.
So we've got an extra exam paper appearing somewhere.
Somewhere. Are these... Oh, you're double counting. Is this a pile of sand?
Yeah, that's 25. I'm gonna count mine again.
That whole lot's 70.
I was wondering in 2B when we had to use recursion and basic function. And for empty, it should display error. But when recursion won't glue last element, won't it be empty list?
So, sorry, I'm not even sure which question you're asking about.
In 2B.
Yes.
When we do recursion, then the last operation would be on the empty list. And for empty list, we had that pattern with error.
2B, sorry. I'm looking at that. Well, since the list is empty, it should indicate an error, so that should tell you what should happen with the recursion.
But the last step of the recursion would be like something of the empty list, isn't it?
In many of the examples we've seen, but not necessarily. You've read the textbook, right?
Yes.
So I was given an extra exam paper I didn't need, so that's why you have one exam to
make. Oh, there's a blank one in there.
So it's a joke one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Find the blank paper.
That'll be easy to do. I'm not going to panic about that. Okay, so let's just stack all these up and we'll be fine.
I guess you'll come across.
Great. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that.